Recording. Okay, fantastic. So previously we discussed the Shita of the Dal Zakenim and the different options that they had for what exactly we're looking for in terms of krisos between Be'ina and Veleka. And we saw that you had really a very wide range of opinions in the Tanaim of what krisos really means, right? We saw everyone from the idea that, you know, Gerushin is a chalos that can't be split up, to the idea that really not only do you need the chalos Gerushin to happen and the ishus to end and sure to be mutter, but you also have this added requirement that you need something else, right? You need to somehow undo or be co-raised the entire connection between them. So much so that Rabbi Lazar said that Adayin Agida Bey is a problem, right? So quote Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah again. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah and Pei Gimel Beis says, what did I say? Where is it, Blazer ben Azariah? Hitchin for Blazer ben Azariah, Chuvah l'divrei Blazer. Heichan Matzunish, nope. Sorry, that's not a good answer. That's not the right word, Blazer ben Azariah. Oh, sorry, I'm on the wrong daf. It's a classic issue. Nenar Blazer ben Azariah, Amar Christos, Dabar Akoreis, Beno Levina. Halamata she'in ze krisos. Right? Krisos, Gerushin needs to be something that's koreis beino levena. And in the case of a Tanai where she can't get remarried, that's not krisos. As the question is, what does that really mean? Right? What is the definition of this two things, right? One, what is this Tanai that leaves us with krisos beino veleka? And number two is, you know, what does that really mean? Right? We understand the idea that there's some sort of connection between them, and that's going to create a problem, even though really you're being Magarish, you're being Matir. The fact that at the end of the day, there's still Krisos, Be'ina, and Veleka, there's some sort of connection is an issue. But pinning that down, what does that really mean? Right? If, let's say they're business partners, right? You'd, Chernoff kept, you know, got us on that. He was very bothered by that, and he's right. Wait, let's say they're business partners. Let's say they're, right? What level of formality do we require? Or how significant does this connection need to be? Or how relevant to Ishtos does the connection need to be in order for us to say that Adayin Agida Bey, there's a krisos being on Veleka, and there's still some connection, which is a problem. Right? So it's not just good enough. So we found Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah who said, oh, you know, krisos being on Veleka, there's still some connection, but that's not necessarily going to really answer the whole issue, right? Okay, so the Morning Gittin says, on Daf Pegimel Amud Bet, all the way at the bottom, so we have a Shak V'Tari, we have all back and forth about, you know, about the different Shitas of the Tanaim, and then our response is, okay, well, you know, that's good. Well, what about different, you know, what about different Tanaim? What is the Tanaim that counts? It's a Bamine, one second. I copied the wrong Gemara onto our daf. My apologies. Not onto the daf, but onto the board that I'm going to share in half a second. Okay, hold on a second. There you go. Okay, so I'm going to now share it. Do a share. And okay. So, says our Gemara, Rav Rabbanan, high krisis my avdilei, mi bai lehu l'kiditanya, hareze gitecha amana shalot tishti yayin, amana shalot teuchli lebeis avich l'olam, is a krisis. You give a get, amana shalot tishti yayin, that she doesn't drink any wine, amana shalot teuchli lebeis avich l'olam, is a krisis. Obviously, another question that should jump at into your head is when we say Shloshim Yom, is that an example of a limitation, or is that the maximum amount of time? Right? If I say, oh, if you limit it up for up to for 30 days, that's okay. But if it's la'olam, that's a problem. What about everything between 30 days and forever? Right? Side point, that's just going to come up again in the Rambam and the other Rishonim. V'idach mikareis krisos nafka. V'idach kareis krisos lo darshi. Okay? So at the end of the day, everyone agrees that that you have this t'nai, right? That's ein zeh krisos. If it's limited, it is krisos. V'idach kareis krisos lo darshi. So Amar Rava harizeh gitecha menash lo tish yain kol yimei chayai, ein zeh krisos. Then the Gemara asks, well, wait a second, right? The Baal who's gonna kick the bucket eventually, maybe he'll die, and then the Tanai will be miskayim. Hachanami, right? Chai didei nami, right? He's gonna kick the bucket eventually. Umekayim alei letanai. Ela ima kol yimei chayai chi ein zeh krisos, kol yimei chayai o chai ploni hari zeh krisos. Right? If it's her entire life is not krisos because she's never going to be free of him. But since eventually he'll die, and then she'll be free to do whatever she wants. Right? First of all, it's interesting to know that we don't. The Gemara doesn't respond that the whole point is to have krisos between the two of them. So if he's already dead, right, that might not be so relevant. Okay, but the Gemara isn't bothered by that. And our question is already. The idea that you could have a problem with saying "Hare migureshes amenash lo tinasi leploni" versus "Hare a migureshes amenash lo tish diyanin," the fact that those are going to be the same is not so obvious, right? One way to read this Gemara is that they're the same, right? Rabban, but what's interesting is that Rabbanan high krisus my of delay sounds like. In the context of the Gemara, it sounds like we were talking about, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we're talking about Rabbi Yeshua, right? We said, Nana, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Amar Krisos, Davar HaKoriz Bein Ulevena, Halamata Shein Zeh Krisos, and then the Rabbanan use it for Harezi Gitecha Menasho Tishti Yain. What's puzzling about that? Theoretically, what can you say? We saw this in the Ritva, if you remember, like all the way at the beginning. The Ritva tries to say, oh, Rabbi Elazar also agrees that Amenashal Tishti Yayin Kol Yimei Chayaychi is okay, right? But since the guy who she's not allowed to marry might die, it's the same as Amenashe, you know, Lo Tishti Yayin Kol Yimei Chayaychi, since she can only marry him when he's alive, and since he might die, so it'll be, there is krisos. Right? So obviously you could be Mechalik between the cases. But, you know, I could have said that. So that's an argument that they're different on a technical level, but it's not so obvious that that's true. What am I getting at? In theory, I could say that when you say you can't marry someone, that's more of an issue than saying that you can't drink a cup of wine, right? Krisus be'ina v'leika, I could very easily have argued, is a problem in the Gerushin. Right? Gerushin is Harei Muteres L'chol Adam, and here she's not Muteres L'chol Adam. Because they said, Al Menashe Lo Tinasi Ploni. Even though if fundamentally there's Gerushin to everyone, practically she's not Muteres L'chol Adam. She can't marry everybody. Right? Now, the Gemara is being a little bit unclear about what, you know, because then it pulls Rabbi Zan Raziah's Shita back in. It leaves us very unclear how much are these separate things and how much are these the same thing. Right? Is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the same or different? I would have thought Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is fundamentally saying the same thing. Right? Here the Rabbanan also are saying krisus bein avaleika and high krisus my avdilei. They need gitech amenashal tishti yayin amenashal teochil beis avichal olam inze krisus and krisus bein avaleika. Right? And that should be the same as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But clearly it's not. Which means that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's case has to be more expansive. Right? It sounds like the same problem, krisus bein avaleika. But what's interesting is that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and definitely according to the Ritva, the case in Gerushin is more expansive. Right? When it comes to a case which would limit their Gerushin option, their Ishus options, that's a lot more expansive than a stam case of Amenashal Tishti Le'olam. The Ritva claims that's because the guy can die. Okay? But I don't know if that's so that's so obvious that that's the reasoning. And number one. And number two is, what does it mean if it could, you can apply krisis be'ina v'leika different ways in different contexts? Right? And if krisis be'ina v'leika is something very specific, I would have expected that it would always be applied in the same way. Right? For whatever it is. We're going to get to that in a second. The fact that according to Rabbi Yosef ben Azariah, in there's the gerushin application when it impacts who she can marry, and the other cases in application, that might imply that it's something much more amorphous, right? It's something much more, I guess, like Tama Dekra even, right? Krisis bina v'leika, and this isn't a good krisis. So just the first thing that's very, that sort of jumps out from the Gemara, which is somewhat unclear at the end of the day, because you don't really know what chiluk the Gemara is making. The Gemara is really talking about the drashos, but it implies that there's also a logical difference there. Okay. Anyway, at the end of the day, the Gemara here sounds like any time that the person or the entity could be destroyed, right? The human could be terminated such that the Tanai could be miskayim, right? Such as you can't drink wine whenever this guy's alive, since that guy can die, or the Baal can die, there'd be krisos. And the implication is that it's only things that are infinite, right? La'olam, that are forever. Okay? Well, on the other hand, the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Chaf Aleph and the Tosefta, I'm just going to quote the Gemara in Gittin first, says, V'idach nafkale mi sefer krisos, sefer korta, v'in davar achar korsa, v'idach mi bailei davar korsa, v'in alavina. Kidetanya, rezi gitecha manas shalo tishti yain, amnas shalo teochi lebeis avicha la'olam, in the krisos, ashalashim yom har is the krisos. So at the end of the day, they end up the same place. But here, what's interesting is if you say you can't, right, that's something much more specific. That's a specific place. Let's say the father dies. Let's say the house falls down. Right? Remember the Tosefta? Tosefta sounded like if the right? And then it's saying that it's enoget. Also, what's the problem? Over here, the Tosefta also mentions that mikana shoshim yom. Enoget shema telech. Sorry, let's just read. Let's read it properly from the beginning. Okay, harizik gitecha manash lo telech lebeis avicha laolam. Amanash lo tishti yain laolam. Enoget shema telech. What does that mean? Right, it sounds like it's
yeah. It implies that like if they would okay. go, then it would be fine. Like Mikra Hadin, it actually is okay, it just works in serve. So we're going to say it doesn't work.
Right? It sounds like, oh, we're worried. Right? On the other hand, the implication we got from our Gemara, it's not an implication, it's very explicit, is that something to do with Chashash. That's our first problem. Right? Obviously, you can deal with it in two ways. You can say it's a machlokas. You can also say what? That's point number one. So maybe we can argue that the underlying principle of krisis bina v'leika is shema telech. Where is our whiteboard? Let's make a whiteboard. It's always good to have a whiteboard. Can I make a whiteboard? Stop sharing. Let's make a whiteboard. Always good to have a whiteboard. Pen. All right, we have krisis. right? Now, obviously, the question that, which is the Tosefta, also Tosefta, maybe. Okay, we'll pop this back for a minute. Okay, so that's one side. Right, the question obviously is going to be, what are we going to do about the Shema Telech? What's that mean? Oh, Shema Telech, and therefore what? Okay? Shema Tishta al Menashe lo Telech l'beis avicha. But if it were to get destroyed, that would be okay. Right, which gives us another interesting case, because the implication in our Gemara sounds like anything that's open-ended, anytime that you say the word lo'olam, you'd be in trouble. Right? The implication of this Tosefta is that as long as there is an end point to the Tanai, or to the situation, or to our Shema Telech, we'd be okay, right? So let's say, our question is, what about something that's not open-ended, right, but is, let's do our whiteboard again. This is one thing, and this is another thing, is what type of Tanai, right, what it fits, anything that's open-ended, or when we say it's a right krisus bina veleika, because the tanai is an issue, is what if it has an endpoint, even though it's technically lo'olam, right? Let's say it's a a good English way to say it. How do you say a tnai that theoretically ends, even though it's
potentially terminable?
But like they were already getting there.
I don't know if it's potentially terminable. Maybe. Let's say you have a tnai that's open ended. Oh, actually, that's a good idea. If it's open ended, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's never going to end, right? Mordechai is smiling. Mordechai has a great formulation for us.
Karen decided that the word conditionally finite seems appropriate.
Conditionally finite, perfect. Actually, I like that. I like that, Cameron. Conditionally finite. Or it's infinitely. It's infinitely conditionally finite. Which I think is even more accurate, right? It's infinite, but it's conditionally finite. Or is it infinitely conditional, but it's finite? Or it's infinitely conditionally finite? I think it's right. It's this way, right? There's a dash between the conditionally finite, but it's infinitely conditionally finite. Okay, so which one of these is the tanai that's our issue, right? Which of these two is the problem? Is it anything which you say the tanai itself is open-ended, or anything which, actually lasts forever? Okay. Limai nafkamina, right? What about a case of a specific object which is always going to be usser? So you can never drink this cup of wine, but it's, you can never drink it, nonetheless, it's going to be destroyed at some point. It's going to spill. It'll be gone. There'll be no possibility for her to be over. And there's nothing for her to do, right, which would make that a problem. So you wouldn't have the Shema Telech, but you could potentially have, right, the fact that the Tanai exists, but you don't have the fact that she can't do something because of it, right? So you really have three options here. You have... Within our whiteboard, let's just put in conceptual options. You have Shema Telech, whatever that exactly means. You have Shema Telech, which will definitely would be okay if it was an infinitely conditioned finite tanai. All right, so an infinitely conditioned finite tanai, an ICF would be great. It's a good get. And on the other hand, you have
let's say the problem is that their connection remains, right? They're still connected. The Tanai is infinite. So that if the Tanai is about, it's about the infinite Tanai being infinite, then an ICF might also be okay, right? Because now the Tanai is gone. Meaning technically there's no connection, right? Practically, she doesn't have to do anything because of him. And finally, but let's say it has to do with the fact that not that they're connected, but that the Tanai sort of exists, or the Gerushin was al Tanai. No, it's hard to, well, we'll get back to that in a minute. We'll get to you for this last one. We have to formulate it better. All right? So that, there's another option which says, well, the fact of the matter is that the Tanai was unlimited, was open-ended, and now you're being Megaresh, that could still be an issue. Okay, so just quickly go through the Rishonim, see how they attack that. So on one hand, we have the Rambam. Let's share the... We have the Rambam. The Rambam says what? You remember the Rambam? Or should we do the Tosis first? Do the Rambam first. The Rambam says, we'll do the Rambam last. We'll do the Rambam even tomorrow. Says the Rashba. Oh no, Rambam first. Sorry. Apologies. Okay. Also interesting that the Rambam says that anything that's more than Shloshim Yom should pashas be a problem. Right? So it's 31 days should be an issue. Number one. Number two is, even if it's basar zeh, that would be a problem. Even though the meat will eventually go rancid and the cup of wine will eventually be spilled. Hareze gitecha menashalo tinasi leploni inoget. Halam azadom elo omer la menashalo tishti yayin zeh leolam o shalo teochi lebeis avicha leolam. O kol yimei chayayichi. Avalim omer la menashalo tinasi leploni ad chamishim shana hareze get. Okay, here's a little bit of a stira, because here he's saying ad chamishim shana would actually be okay. Right, since it has an end. V'lo tinasi kol zman shehitne v'im nishayis batal haget l'mafreya. Okay, zinza ima havlad mimenu kasher v'aget kasher shelo tehane ima hidne ima ela al hanesuin. So what's the Rambam saying? And the Rambam thinks that even if there's a specific item tied into the get, which will eventually be destroyed, or will eventually be gone, nonetheless, that's a limitation and a problem of krisis v'ina. Right? So whatever that third shita is, one second, here we go. I get back to our whiteboard. Whatever this third shita is over here, right, the Rambam, the Rambam holds of it. I got the Rambam in here. And an ICF is going to be a big no-no, right? Because it's going to be possible. Why? Unclear. Right? What's the issue? And what exactly is the krisos being on? Right? If it's that they're still connected, Agida Bay, right? The Agida Bay issue. So then I can understand why the ICF is going to be fine. Because eventually that connection will be ended. And I can also understand that you could say, well, metaphysically or practically, the whole idea of Gerushin is that you are ending their relationship and there's no connection between them whatsoever. And eventually, right, the ties between them, Rashi keeps going on, keeps mentioning the Agidabe idea, right? Lo Agidabe, yes Agidabe, Agidabe, Agidabe. Their connection, there's something that ties them together. That thing will eventually dissolve, right? At what time is this already a separate issue? There's no practical connection. Well, what about the Rambam, right? Why is it that a almanash lo tishti kos yayin zeh would be a problem? It'll be, right, eventually it'll spill out, but 50 years of you can't marry him is fine.
Why do you say that eventually it'll spill out? Can't it be that we have this cup of wine sitting there her whole life and then she's stuck forever?
Come inedible at some point, right? Meaning in 1 million years, the wine will be gone. In 1,000 years, the wine will be gone. In 5 years, the wine will be gone.
Yep. Right? But it's the same thing with saying that she can't ever go back to her father's house. So we're saying, in theory, he might sell the house, but in theory, he may not, and then she may be stuck forever.
Right. But already there, right, it might last forever, or it might only be considered his father's house. The Rambam also thinks that the father's house is a problem. What did Tosfos say? Tosfos asked your question. Tosfos says, let's go back. Where is Tosfos? Right? Yeah, Tosfos. Harezi gidecha menashalo teochli beis avichalo olam amenashalo tishti yayin lo olam inoget. Shema teilech. The shema tishtei almanashalo teochil beis avicha mihan v'ashloshim yom. It's fine, and she shouldn't go. Hareze gitech almanashalo ta'ali bi'ilan zev almanashalo ta'ali bi'lekosel. Oh no, so this is Tosefta. I'm like, wait a second, this doesn't sound right. Apologies. Tosfos. Nah, the Tosefta. That was very awkward. I hope nobody remembers that I just did that. Okay, sorry. Apologies again. Yeah. Nope. Fine. I'll just say it outside instead of trying to find it. But basically, the idea is, says the Tosfos, that it's still considered beis avicha kol zman that, you know, the family exists. I mean, how do you say, oh, my parents' house, my father's house, beis avicha? Beis avicha is anything that, you know, your parents' house, even after it gets sold, even after they pass on. So it's something that exists forever, says Tosfos. Right? Now you're right. Wait a second. Why does it have to exist forever? Why not say the fact that it exists for a long time is enough of an issue, right? The opposite issue problem. So you have two extremes, and you have one hand, something that we know is going to end, but in theory, right? For example, a person is going to die eventually. But if you say "Amanasha lo tinasi laploni," says the Rambam, that's definitely the same as the wine, right? On the other hand, you could say anything that eventually ends, even if it's a million years, amanash lo tishti yayin for a million years, you could say, well, technically, formally, it ends eventually, right? And what about the things in the middle where they probably will end, right? There's a wall. The wall may or may not stand for a long time. It may, you know, stand for hundreds of years. It may not. It may survive her. In fact, it probably will. What about something which can end, but won't necessarily? Right? Again, right? Similar question. And in all these cases, how are you going to be ma'anje them? Okay, so I think we're going to, and I think people have class soon. So I think what we're left with is a lot, and this year there's a lot of questions. We will deal with all of them on Sunday. But essentially, what we come across is that we have a big machlokas about infinitely. Let's see. Maybe I need to get this right. Shoot. I can do this. I can get this. Infinitely conditional, infinitely conditionally finite tanaim, right? A tanaim which lasts forever, but it is conditionally finite. For example, the wine case. On the other hand, and that we know, if it's a shema teilech, then maybe that should be okay. If it's about the Agida Bay, then pastures, that should be fine because eventually the wine will be gone. And the Rambam says that it's a problem. So what does the Rambam think? B, what is an infinitely conditionally finite tanai? And what about Shema Teilech? What does that mean, Shema Teilech? Why do we care? Right? And then the question, and again, is like, what about the Tanaim in the middle? Right? So we know that open-ended are a problem, right? We know that it's going to get a big X. We know this is a machlokas, right? This is a machlokas. That's bad. Just ignore that. That's a machlokas, right? It's going to go to check X. And the other question is, well, what about the things in the middle where, on the one hand, it's not open-ended, right? But, you know when adults say forever, never, they really just mean a very, very long time? I forgot where it's a quote from, but it's a very good word. What about if it's a very, very long time? One second, that's not the way to do it. Right? What about a Tanai that is, in fact, very long? Right? And they'll definitely be dead. Say 1,000 years. Okay? So what about a Tanai that's going to be 1,000 years? Is that going to give us a open-ended Tanai or an infinitely conditionally finite Tanai? Or, even better, maybe a very, very long Tanai is actually the best. Why could a very, very long Tanai be the best? I mean, the cup of wine you know is going to be gone in a year. Right? And we know Amanash that you can never ever drink wine ever is infinite. But what about if you say you can't drink this cup of wine for 1,000 years? Right? So it depends. The more you look at it practically, then you're going to put it with our open-ended time. But formally, it might actually be all the way, this is a really bad way to make a chart, but formally it might actually just be a, right, regular Tanai, a closed-ended Tanai. Right, which is definitely good. Right, who says that we care about how long there's an Agida as long as the Agida will end eventually?
Well, Rambam's example is 50 years, because 50 years, presumably, there's a chance that she'll survive it. 1,000 years, there's...
Unless, right, unless she's 40, and life expectancy is 70, is max 70 years, right?
I think he said 50, meaning that there's a chance she'll live another 50 years.
Maybe. I mean, look at the Rajwa. The Rajwa kind of does discuss it. But it's not so obvious, right? You can go either way in terms of a general. Does it have to be reasonable? I mean, even according to the Rambam, who holds that infinitely conditionally finite Tanayim are a problem, might be okay with a Tanai that's 1,000 years. Okay, so we're going to pick up again on Sunday with the Shitos of the Rishonim and trying to give them all svaras and explain them all. But just go looking through the Rishonim, try to think and figure out, you know, what, Shitas, Rashi, the Ramban, the Rajba, and the Rambam, and who and what is the Svara behind these different options, right? What's going on between Shema Teilechs, right? That's great, Shema Teilech, we're worried that maybe she'll be over the Tanai, but why does that give us a problem with Krisos being done? Right? And if it's a Gida Bay, I think the Gida Bay is the easiest one to explain, although we do need to explain that a little more. But exactly what's considered a Gida Bay? And finally, the Rambam, who thinks that it's infinite, conditionally finite Tanayim, that infinite, conditionally finite Tanayim are a problem. Why? Right? What's standing behind the Rambam's Shita? Okay. So that's Shir for today. And we will pick up on Sunday at 11 o'clock Mountain Time.